Welcome to the Economy Watch podcast by Commercial Property Executive and Multi-Housing News. This is a few words about how the economy is affecting the commercial and residential real estate industries for the week ending May 18, 2018. This week, the latest on national, office, and industrial markets. In Transwestern's most recent report on the U.S. office market, that sector showed continued growth over the first 3 months of 2018, as vacancy rates remained stable for the sixth consecutive quarter. Direct vacancies ended the quarter at 9.7%. Overall, 22 of the 48 Transwestern reporting markets registered improvements in direct office vacancy, while 30 of the markets recorded increases in overall vacancy over the period. That includes sublets, too. The first quarter national average asking rental rate of $25.66 per square foot marked the 20th consecutive quarterly increase in that metric, according to the report. Continued restraint in the development of new office product helped the sector. After cresting at 147.6 million square feet a year ago, the construction pipeline for office has begun to recede, with early 2018 marking the fourth straight quarter in a row of declines. New York, Dallas, Fort Worth, Washington, D.C., and Seattle led new construction of office space in the first quarter, which totaled in the U.S. 141.1 million square feet. Next, the industrial market. The 12 billion square foot U.S. industrial market ended the first quarter with a 5% vacancy rate overall, even though a significant amount of new construction was delivered, according to Avis & Young's Spring 2018 Industrial Market Report for North America and Europe. Although the vacancy rate represents a decrease of 30 basis points year over year, the rate of decline has slowed as the overall average reached the low single digits. E-commerce and last-mile distribution hubs near population centers and data centers and biotech facilities continue to be prevailing demand generators for industrial space, with marijuana legalization having a meaningful impact on the industry in a handful of markets. Developers are seeking to meet strong tenant demand by creating the most efficient product possible through various innovations and new technologies. Innovative design may be the answer to land constraints in primary markets across the United States, as more multi-level facilities are in the works in major East Coast markets such as New York, according to Avis & Young. Obsolete or vacant properties of all types are being repurposed for industrial uses. That includes former self-storage, which has been popping up in office-dense locations in various markets. Supply chain logistics, technology, and the availability of affordable power in the form of electricity or other energy sources will be key components in the long-term health of the industrial sector, according to the report. That's all for this week. This has been the Economy Watch podcast by Commercial Property Executive and Multi-Housing News. Thanks for listening, and be sure to read the Economy Watch column every day at those informative websites.